This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman on News Sports Talk AM 1370 and 98.7 FM, streaming at WGCLradio.com.
Good morning, Bloomington. Welcome to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here with you Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. And we are one quarter of the way through the Burr months, Dr. Piller. This is when Dr. Piller would respond if he was in the studio, but unfortunately he's not. But I'm looking forward to catching up with him hopefully in the coming days. I'm on vacation from the primary job starting today for about a week or so, and I've got plenty of things to do, some home projects, some power washing, some bathroom remodel update type stuff, going into the office a little bit here and there just to help out with some stuff that I need to get done, and that's okay. And so it's all good. It's a good week, ladies and gentlemen. And I really think you're going to get pumped up when you hear our guest here in just a few minutes. Shauna and Jeff Hockett were in the studio earlier this week. This is a pre-recorded interview, and they are talking about Jeff's cancer journey. Jeff was diagnosed with a form of leukemia about 5-6 years ago. And Shauna has written a book about their lives together, from meeting to his diagnosis and where they are today and everything. And they're a local couple. They live out towards Brown County. I've worked with Shauna, as you'll hear about in just a few minutes, and just a phenomenal duo for sure in so many ways. And I'm excited to bring this to you today because with all the frustration and everything in the world right now, to hear a story of hope, of love, of faith, and courage and everything is fantastic. So you'll want to stay tuned for the full hour of the Bloomington Review here on WGCL this morning. I am recording this on Friday night, so I don't have any high school football action to give you. But again, just stay tuned to WGCL. As always, Joe Smith will have updates for you Monday afternoon along with our own Mike Glascott. So make sure that you tune into that. Of course, WGCLradio.com and our Facebook page, WGCL Radio. Check us out over there as well because you're going to find all kinds of great information there for sure, including one of the handsomest sportscasters in the world, Joe Smith. I've got a photograph Friday night and love seeing the comments on that. So make sure that you check that out and all that fun stuff. There was frost on Friday morning. I took my dogs with me to drop them off at daycare before I headed into work. And the frost was on, ladies and gentlemen. I have bought mums from a couple friends for their kids' fundraiser. My mums are blooming. They're doing well. I've learned that you've got to keep them heavily watered, and so I've been doing that. Those are going to get replanted later today and spread out a little bit, so hopefully they do well in the coming weeks. And the leaves are turning. It's good stuff. We're not going to talk about the presidential debate that took place the other night because commotion and drama and everything. So let's just leave that alone, shall we? We don't need that on a Monday morning here, or on a Saturday morning. See, I'm already thinking it's Monday. No, it is not. It is Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you've got a great cup of coffee. You've got your biscuits and gravy or your cereal, and you are joining us to start your weekend off here on WGCL. We're going to take a break. When we come back with your forecast for the weekend, we'll highlight a couple quick news bits. And then again, Jeff Hockett and Shauna Hockett are going to be here in the studio sharing about their book, Blood So Beautiful. Shauna wrote the book. Jeff is the subject. I got to get that right. And it's a great hour, I promise you. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back once again to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here with you on your Saturday morning, and a cool forecast for sure, ladies and gentlemen. Today, partly sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, 20% chance of showers in the overnight, low around 49. On Sunday, 30% chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m. Tomorrow's high is 59, and on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. 30s, ladies and gentlemen. That means frost. That means not quite to freezing yet, but still a little bit chilly. The work week starts back up with a high of 63, and then we get back into the low to mid 70s next week. So as I mentioned a week or two ago, first week of October, we always get that one last blast of summer weather kind of thing. Now, it may not be 90 degrees, but we'll definitely see some heat increase in the coming days. For sure. All your weather all the time right here at WGCL Radio. and WGCLRadio.com. Well, what's in the news this week? Well, congratulations to Chancellor Jenny Vaughn and the crew out at Ivy Tech. They have opened a new auto tech facility out at the airport. This comes to us from Michael Reschke at the Herald Times. It's part of their new automotive technology program, and it's settled, as we said, out at the Monroe County Airport. Speakers earlier this week were included Chancellor Jenny Vaughn and Carlos Laverty, who's the director of the Monroe County Airport. They did a social distant ribbon cutting for the event on Wednesday to help the program be announced and grow. Now, this is part of a program that was created back in January 2019 after learning about a shortage of qualified automotive technicians from local employers. Ivy Tech campuses in Terre Haute and Indianapolis offer that type of program, but Bloomington did not. So away Chancellor Vaughn went and the crew out at Ivy Tech. And so nice to see that coming up there on the west side of Bloomington. And I know Dr. David Piller works for Hoosier Hills Career Center with MCCSC, and they've got similar programs out there as well. And yeah, if your car breaks down, you need somebody qualified to do it. And sure enough, that's what we got. RBB students can begin in school 4 days a week starting on October 19th. That's from a Herald Times report this week. All students in the school corporation will have the option to attend in-person school 4 days a week, with e-learning and deep cleaning happening on Wednesdays. That starts in just about 3 weeks. When the second nine-week plan was first announced, the plan was for high school students to continue with the hybrid schedule. But during the September RBB board meeting, the board authorized Superintendent Jerry Sanders to switch grades 9 through 12 to the four-day-a-week schedule when he thinks it's the most appropriate time. Families were notified on Thursday that high schoolers could return for those 4 days a week. I think that's a pretty exciting thing. Of course, still being mindful of social distancing, wearing of the masks, things like that. But the fact that students are getting together in class and everything, hopefully good days ahead for all involved. We don't get political on the Bloomington Review, but I would be remiss if I did not mention the first presidential debate earlier this week between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The comments on social media, needless to say, were intense all across the board. And again, it's just a simple reminder that you need to vote. I'm not asking you to vote for anybody. I don't care who you vote for, but you need to vote. Your vote counts. This is a crucial election. Vote for who you want to be in there. And if it doesn't work out, well, at least you can say that you tried. That's all we've got for that. Let's take a break. When we come back, Jeff and Shauna Hockett, we're going to talk about Blood So Beautiful, Shauna's new book about Jeff's cancer journey. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this conversation. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Welcome back once again to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here with you, and happy to have a couple in here who I've known for a number of years, Jeff and Shauna Hockett, friends of mine. Shauna and I actually worked together at David Hayes' office, Comprehensive Financial, several years ago, and Shauna was an IU student at the time and then graduated and then actually came back and worked at the office for a little bit. Got to know Jeff through Shauna. They've been married, how many years have you guys been married now?
Almost 10.
Almost 10 years? Has it really been that long? Jeez, I'm old. Oh, my gosh. I was just trying to, well, and then I, you know, I'm thinking actually as I'm saying that about Macy Hayes, Dan Hayes' daughter, who was in your wedding, I think as a flower girl or something like that. And thinking, oh, that wasn't that long ago, but she's now in like junior high school. So I guess it has been a minute. So nice to have you guys both here.
Thanks.
First time radio interview, correct?
Yep.
It is.
So I forgot to tell you before we started also, the big rule of radio is never nod your head in agreement or disagreement, because nobody can hear that. David Hayes and I had sales representative from a company years ago on his show, and the guy could talk about everything, and we got him in and started doing the interview, and he would literally bob his head. And he we're live and saying, you need to talk. And he's like, oh, yes. Okay, that doesn't make for good radio, buddy. So the reason that Jeff and Shauna are here is that they have written a book about their lives over the last several years. Jeff is a cancer survivor, and those of you that have been around Bloomington for the last several years probably saw the hashtag Jeff Strong a few years back, especially during his time of transplant and everything. And just a remarkable couple in so many ways, a great story of faith, great story of love, all different things. And they have written this book that has come out this week. I mean, it's now available, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. So let's go back. I don't want to recap the book necessarily, but let's talk. You guys have known each other, well, at least 10 years because you've been married that long. So how did you guys meet exactly? We'll start with Jeff, and then we'll do this little tennis match back and forth kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, this is a good story, actually. It's told from two different perspectives, for sure. When we were attending IU, we both attended a on-campus Christian group. At the time, it was called Campus Crusade for Christ, and it met on Thursday nights. And I had been going for over a year already because Sean was younger than me, but when we met, that was kind of a weird time, actually. I had just broken up with another girlfriend, or more so, she broke up with me.
Sean has already given you a look, dude. I can just... Hey, we got to tell the whole story, Shauna.
I thought, okay, I'm done with this. I'd done trying, and sure enough, that evening, God showed me who I was supposed to be with, and we were doing the meet and greet before the whole thing, and it's my least favorite thing to do ever, and it's awkward. And when I turned around, it was kind of like an aha moment. Like, we just kind of connected eyes, and I think that's kind of the way it just went. And after that, I think she came after me for a while. Mm. And after that, we had more meetings on Thursdays, and she would come up and she would have to ask other people questions that I happened to be talking to. So I think she was pursuing me at first.
I see. Now, should I allow you a rebuttal, Shauna, or should we just let it ride for how we are so far?
Well, I guess just to add that's when Facebook had just come out.
Uh-huh.
And so I remember friend requesting him and thinking it was...
Was it one of those that it took 14 days for it to happen or anything? Or
no.
Was he like, I mean, because this was also pre-cell phone, Facebook and everything, so it wasn't like a little blue notification on the iPhone kind of thing.
No.
No, I think it probably was at its earliest form some type of Facebook stalking.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So you guys meet, you start hanging out, you start dating and everything, and then you get married, and you both are graduates of Indiana University.
That's correct.
And then you, Jeff, graduated. You got your graduate degree, correct?
Yes, I got an MBA from Indiana Wesleyan.
Okay, and that happened 6-ish years ago, 7?
Yeah, I started the program probably 2012 because I ended it in 2014 when I was diagnosed.
And that's what I was getting to, is that you had been diagnosed with cancer not long before your graduation, your winning your master's degree, because I've seen the photo and not as much hair on your head as you have now.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. When I went to graduation, I had lost a lot of my hair already.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had been really busy that time of year. I started my MBA. I was working 3 12-hour shifts on the ambulance service here in Bloomington, and I was traveling out with a local country band, Jake Dodds.
Mm-hmm.
So we were having a blast doing that, and it just all came to a halt there in 2014 when I was diagnosed. And the funny thing is, that weekend that I was told I had cancer was the exact weekend I finished my program. So I had two pretty big research papers that I had to complete, and it was perfect for me because it took my mind off of everything else going on. But yeah, I finished right when I was diagnosed.
And diagnosis came, if I recall correctly, some coughing and a couple knots on your head or something like that. Is that right?
My symptoms had been going on for a while. I just didn't really know what it was. I had some pressure in my throat, and I couldn't really tell. It was similar to like having a tie on too tight.
Yeah.
And I did notice a bump on my head, and then within a week I had multiple bumps on my head. But there was, if you go on the lymphoma website, the checklist was exactly almost everything I had.
And
I
what?
I had initially started night sweats, drenching night sweats. I lost 10 pounds nearly overnight and lost my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really, you know, I didn't really even think of it. I thought it was just kind of odd, but I did. Nobody really says.
And you were how old at the time?
29.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember because the first half of my 30s have been
less than stellar. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. And the diagnosis you said was lymphoma, but it was, there's so many different kinds. So what was the name or diagnosis, if you will?
After biopsies, and only a few doctor visits with my oncologist, they determined that it was a rare form of lymphoma that usually only affects children or adults over 50, and I was 29, and it was specifically T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma leukemia, and it was stage 4 at that moment.
Without any warning kind of thing?
Yeah,
not really any family history or anything like that?
No family history at all.
So you get this diagnosis. Obviously, wind is completely knocked out of you guys' sails. You've been married, you know, 3-4 years or so, something along those lines. And then discussion of treatments and things like that. And the transplant idea comes up. And you have a brother who ended up being a match. And I want to throw this out there real quick that you guys and multiple people in the community were involved in donor runs and donor activities and things like that, trying to find a match. And it ended up being your brother.
It did, yeah. I went through a ton of chemo treatments just here in Indiana at Simon Cancer Center, and I did about 7 or 8 rounds, and that was usually one round was per month. So I did about 8 months of chemo. But during that time, we had been in contact with a stranger via the medical director of the ambulance service, and she put us in contact with a doctor in Nebraska, University of Nebraska Medical Center, mm-hmm. in Omaha, and she had prior experience with family having the exact same diagnosis. So she pushed very hard and was very generous and sent us to Omaha to meet with this doctor to get a second opinion. As things went on, we needed a third opinion because my cancer was really getting bad.
Mm-hmm.
My health was clearly dwindling, and for the third opinion, the doctor out there said, "We think you're going to need a stem cell transplant." Still at this point, Shauna and I, it's like taking your life here and lifting it up and putting it somewhere else. We just didn't want to do that. We had never done that before.
Sure.
You know, we're sitting on the fence. Do we not? I got very, very sick after even having brain radiation because they discovered a tumor on the back of my skull. After all that, things kind of were just up in the air. There was really no direction, and I got very, very sick. I was transported to Indianapolis via ambulance at that point, and I was not even in the cancer unit because they didn't have a room for me. So I was in a strange place. None of the nurses knew who I was. None of my doctors were there. They were having to learn everything, and they really didn't know how to treat me because I had cancer. It's a rare form of cancer. They just didn't know.
Yeah.
And the next morning, my doctor came in and sat down and just said, "There's nothing more we can do for you." And so that's when things really got moving big time.
That is a perfect moment to pause. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue more on this with Jeff and Shauna Hockett. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ah! Welcome back, everybody, to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here with you, speaking with Jeff and Shauna Hockett. We're talking about amazing story of faith and love and recovery here. And as you heard in the last segment, Jeff and Shauna had heard some pretty dire news about Jeff's health and his future and everything. So you're told basically that there is nothing else to do. Now, I don't want to give away the story, but you're here today, so right. We kind of know a little bit about it. Yep. But you know, so you get this news, and you know, I know that myself and others went to your church out on the east side of town. There was a time of prayer and things like that. So, you know, ended up you had the transplant from your brother, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And that came obviously after that time of when they said there's nothing else to do, and that's obviously right. Somebody found something else to do.
Oh, definitely. You know, once the doctor said we can't do anything else, Shauna pretty much fired him on the spot, said get out. So at that point, I did not know that because, you know, they had given me a lot of drugs to subdue me,
yeah,
you know, any emotions or whatever.
Yep.
But at that time, Shauna took off her, you know, to call my dad, her parents, and they all came to the hospital. And her dad was a police officer for Indianapolis for many years. And so he was just not one to sit around and, mm-hmm, and take no for an answer either.
Right.
He made many calls. And one of the miracles, the early miracles of this is he made contact with a medical air flight company out of Georgia, Atlanta specifically, who was actually going to pick up a child in Omaha. And he said, no, we need you now. And the pilot said, okay, the crew's finishing up lunch. We'll be to Indy as soon as we can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was airlifted to Omaha. So I don't remember that stuff. That is where the book's going to come in handy, even for myself. Mm-hmm. But the point of being in Omaha was to get me ready for the transplant. And yeah, so they searched for a match right off the bat. And they search your siblings first. I have one older brother, an older sister, and a younger sister. My older brother, turned out he was 100% DNA match. Had none of my siblings been matched, they would have had to go to a national database, mm-hmm, to search for a match, and it could have taken a while. But because my brother was a match, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm in, mm-hmm, definitely. So the goal was to get me ready for that transplant, which took a lot of chemo and patience that I did not have, a lot of frustration and just emotions, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But my body had to be basically at ground zero. My white blood cell count and my immune system had to be zero. I was super vulnerable to any kind of infection at that point. But they had to do that before my body could take my brother's stem cells. Mm-hmm.
Which, ironically, was 5 years ago this past week.
That's right, the 28th.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember anything about the day of transplant itself? Because the thing is, with a stem cell, if I'm not mistaken, you know, it's not like a heart transplant or an organ transplant, I guess, you know, where you are like, okay, we're going to go in and you're going to be knocked out, and when you wake up, you're going to have this new thing. It's a different, completely different process when it's a stem cell.
I was awake for the entire thing and very conscious of what was going on. So, yes, it's similar. I describe it as like a dialysis where they clean the blood. But what's different is they take the blood from my brother. They spin off the stem cells, as many as they can get, and then reinsert whatever is left. So it took him, I think, 4 hours laying flat to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the amount that they tried to go for, but he overachieved and blew that out of the water. Like, it was like 2 million. I don't remember. It was a crazy number of stem cells. And,
yeah,
and they were like, you're going to get all of them.
Wow.
So they freeze the stem cells, get me ready for transplant. And on transplant day, it is literally, they thaw the bag and they bring it in and it's an infusion. Just like receiving fluids or receiving blood transplant.
There's no big momentous type thing at all.
No. Hmm. There's one funny thing about that, though, is they warn you it smells like cream corn. And you wouldn't believe it, but it does.
Really?
It smells like cream corn.
So, Shauna, when all this is going on, how you holding up with everything, honestly? I mean, because you're a very calm, fairly even keeled person, you know, and what, look at, she's already like, haha, he doesn't know me that well. but obviously you have to go superwoman on this kind of thing.
Yeah. How was I holding up? Terrible, to be honest. It was a really, really difficult experience. However, we had amazing friends and family, and our faith is what carried both of us through.
Mm-hmm.
So while it was really hard knowing that we had this that we're facing, having friends and family in our faith is really the glue that kept us together.
How long were you guys, for the transplant portion of this, how long were you all in Omaha? Like the before, during, and after? Any idea?
Well, it was kind of split up into chunks, but we flew out July when they told us that when they told us that Jeff wouldn't live anymore here in Indiana. We were medically airlifted that day, so that was July of 2015. Mm-hmm. And then we were there in Omaha until January of 2016. And then we came home for a couple months, and then Jeff got sick again with what's called graft versus host disease, which is where his body fights the cells, that the donor cells. And so it can kill people. And his was kind of getting to that point.
Yeah.
So then we were medically airlifted again that May and spent 2 more months out there. So a total of,
almost a year.
Yeah.
I mean, off and on,
kind of back and forth.
And things like that. Yeah.
I did want to describe for anybody who is unfamiliar with a bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
So bone marrow transplant and stem cell transplants are used interchangeably as far as the names. It's just a matter of the donation site. So prior to, I don't know exactly when they started doing the new way of doing the stem cell, but through the arm, it was called a bone marrow transplant when it's taken from the hip, when the stem cells are taken from the hip. And then it's now called a stem cell transplant when it's taken from the arms or I think it's called peripheral. Yeah. Well, yeah. So anyway, they're just used. What I've been told is that they're used interchangeably. Stem cell, bone marrow are the same thing. But anyway, for those of you who are unfamiliar with what it is. So basically, in layman's terms, Jeff had blood cancers, which are lymphoma, leukemia. Those are blood cancers. So the blood, the cancerous blood was circulating through his body. So basically he needed a reset button to stop that from happening because the cells, the cancerous cells were reproducing over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a targeted area minus the brain tumor. That was a targeted area. But the rest of it, the lymphoma, leukemia was not targeted. So he needed the stem cells, the new stem cells. It's like a reset button for the body. So his brother was the donor, as we've discussed. And if you were to test Jeff's blood right now, it would resort back to his brother. So he now has his brother's DNA flowing through his body rather than Jeff's DNA.
Does your brother, I'm just going to ask the stupidest question of the year. Does your brother have like any allergies or anything? And if so, do you have them? Or if he hates tomatoes, do you hate tomatoes now?
Those are not stupid questions, by the way. It's actually really interesting because those things you do pick up.
Well, I think my brother and I have always had allergies.
Okay.
But they've been really bad this year, but I don't know. I don't think that's any different. She thinks that I never cross my legs, like put my leg up when I'm sitting in a chair. And she's like, why are you doing that? I think that's something your brother does. So she called him to ask, hey, do you, when you sit in a chair, do you put your leg up kind of business like? And because your brother's doing that now. But I'm not like my brother. I mean, he's a jerk.
Okay.
No, he's not.
Like, man, I got the gift of life from you, but you're a jerk, man.
No, we love him.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Jeff and Shauna because they have written this book about the story and everything. We're going to find out where they are today and much, much more. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back once again to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here with you, along with Jeff and Shauna Hockett. And we're talking about Jeff's transplant journey. And so you received the stem cell transplant from your brother. You're out in Omaha. You come back in early 2016. Complications. Graft and host. Is that how you?
Graft versus host.
Graft
disease.
Versus host. Okay. And so, Jeff, you got the complications with that. You get a trial drug. Is that right?
Yes. Supposedly there were only 20 positions or available positions for this particular trial drug, and I was number 20 chosen out of the 20 positions. And the doctor told Shauna that I had a very slim chance of surviving it. I think it was something around 4%. And we didn't even finish the trial drug. It worked for me, and mm-hmm. so we didn't even have to do the entire length of the trial.
So that would have been summer, let's say, of 2016. So here we are 4 years later.
That's right.
And again, the story's not finished yet, obviously, but how are you today?
Well, we're 5 years out from transplant, right?
Four and a half, five.
Four and a half, five. So technically, I'm a five-year-old. I had a rebirth day.
Yes.
So
and he reminds me of that daily.
So, yes.
Forgot the cupcakes. So I'll make sure to make note of that.
No. So sometimes I remind her that I can behave like a five-year-old, and she can't do anything about it. But no, when I returned, my goal was to get back on the ambulance service. I wanted to get back on the truck. I didn't want cancer to be the reason I quit. I wanted it to be on my own terms, mm-hmm. even though it was kind of the underlying issue. So I did. I made it back, and I got to work on the ambulance with some great people, and we had a long summer. But at the end of the summer, I knew that was it. I could tell that I was just not as fit as I needed to be to do the job really well, and that was when I stepped down. Mm-hmm. So 2018, at the end of 2017 was the end of my ambulance work, my career, if you want to call it that. And the beginning of 2018, I started a woodworking business. And it's been a passion, more than a hobby. And so I'm, you know, on and off working on different projects for mm-hmm. for people or just around the house, but that's what I am doing.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So you come through all of this over the last 6 years or so, Shauna. So when did you decide to pick up a pen and paper or start typing or whatever the story out here? And I'll preface this by, you are a fantastic writer. You were sharing blog posts and things like that during the transplant process and whatnot. So it's a natural gift for you. But when did the book idea really kick in?
Yeah, so thank you, by the way.
All good. I'll send you the bill for that comment on in the show.
So I didn't realize I loved writing as much as I did until Jeff got sick. I started, like you said, doing blog entries, and it was just really cathartic, if that's the right word, way for me to just express my feelings and kind of how the time was going when he was sick. So as I wrote, people just encouraged me along the way and said that I was a good writer. And so then I continued the blog. And then over time, I just kept thinking, okay, I would really like to put this into a book form. So the book is basically our journey from day one as far as blog entries. Mm-hmm. And so I just love to capture time as it happens. And so that's what this book is. It's our journey from beginning till basically last November, and then I started working with the publishing company and put it into book form. So I've really enjoyed the process. It's been really fun.
Good.
Yeah.
So did the book release coincide with the five-year anniversary earlier this week, or was that
yes.
just a happy coincidence?
It was not a happy coincidence. We wanted to celebrate big, and that's how we did it, is book release on his five-year transplant anniversary.
So what is the book called?
It's called Blood So Beautiful.
Where does that come from?
Well, like I said, our journey is rooted in our faith. Mm-hmm. And to me and Jeff, it's just it's a beautiful picture, but a hard picture of just what it means to us in our faith that Jeff needed new blood to save his life. And we believe that we need Jesus's blood to save our life. So we wanted to go with that.
Something tied into
that. That title, yeah. Blood So Beautiful.
Obviously, you're part of a very select group of people in the world. And especially with the rareness of the leukemia that you had, have you met other people who have been diagnosed with that as well? Has that ever, have your paths ever crossed with anybody else kind of in the same situation at all?
Not that I recall. I had heard of a couple students, one or two, that had actually been diagnosed, but I did not know them personally and wasn't even really able to connect with them to, you know, to give them hope or talk through mm-hmm. it with them or just, you know, compare stories and share. But no, I, you know, even when we do donor drives, it's cancer is so vast and it just doesn't care. And, you know, everybody has a different story. Somebody could have the same cancer as me, but it's going to affect them differently. Everything's so unique.
Yeah. 5 years ago from the diagnosis, let's say, to today, what was the thing that you never thought you would do in your life that you've been able to do so far? Did you ever, like, when you got out of Omaha or whatever the case may be, like, you talked about, you know, leaving the ambulance on your own terms, but has there been something in the past few years where, like, we're going to do this and we've done it kind of thing? Or is there something on down the line that you've still set for your goals?
So something about me before cancer is that I was very private, very introverted, and cancer is something that exposes you, everything about you, and you can't get some of that back. And I've learned to actually be able to speak in public, which I never thought I would be able to do.
You're doing a flipping radio interview today, brother.
Here we are. Yes. So something I think Sean and I both aspire to do is to share our story, because if we don't affect people and impact them in a positive way and share, you know, God's glory and the miracle that I am, I believe I am, mm-hmm. With other people, like, then why am I here? So we would love to just, you know, do public speaking. I think that's really kind of where everything is headed.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shauna, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here in the next moment or two?
Yeah. That our journey has been full of ups and downs, highs and lows, and everything in between. And for any of you listening, wondering why, you know, maybe your story has turned out differently, I don't have an answer to that besides just keep praying and trusting in the Lord. But through this process, my dad passed away. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like our journey has been, it has been really hard, but it's not like it has ended and it's just staying on a high note. We're just trying to stay positive.
Push forward.
Yeah, yeah, push forward and stay positive.
And one day at a time. One day at a time.
Yep.
So, but we will take the celebrations when they happen.
Absolutely. Blood So Beautiful by Shauna Hockett. Yep. Jeff gets credit, though. We have to give him credit for a little bit of it. Where's this book available again?
It's available on westbowpress.com in the bookstore.
And we will get links to that up at wgclradio.com as well. Do you have a blog or anything, Shauna, that people could go to visit right now or anything?
Not yet. It's
okay.
Being developed. Uh-huh. Well, the website is
all right.
It's being built as we speak.
Stay tuned, everybody. So 5 year, I'm trying to remember when I worked at the jewelry store, I used to know a lot of the anniversary things. 5 year, I don't remember if that's like, what is 5 year? I don't even know. I don't have anything here. Like, you know, I think the first year is paper, like, yeah. Second year is a clock, you know. So
you would think I would know as a woman. I don't know.
I don't know either. But hey, 5 years is pretty awesome, man.
Yes, it
Let's
is.
Get to yeah. another 5, another 20, another 30. Keep on rocking.
All one day at a time.
All one day at a time. Jeff and Shauna Hockett, Blood So Beautiful. out now. And again, westbowpress.com. And again, we'll get that up at wgcillradio.com. Glad you guys were here. You did awesome. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay with us. Welcome back once again to the Bloomington Review. Just a couple minutes left in the program. Thanks again to Shauna and Jeff Hockett. Great story. Hope you really enjoyed it this weekend to start you off on a positive note. We'll put all the details up at WGCLradio.com. Get that up there around noon or so for you to listen to. Your forecast again for the weekend. Today, partly sunny, a high near 62. Tonight, 20% chance of showers in the overnight, low around 49. On Sunday, 30% chance of rain, mainly after 8 in the morning, high of 59. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 39. Yep, you heard me right, folks. Work week starts back off sunny with a high near 63, creeping up into the low to mid-70s midweek, and lows will be in the 40s. All your weather all the time right here at WGCL Radio and WGCLRadio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we've got Colts action as they take on the Bears in Chicago. That's a noon pregame, 1 o'clock kick. And then your Sunday night football action, the Eagles take on the 49ers, 7:30 for that game here on WGCL. Monday night football is going to be here as Atlanta takes on Green Bay up in Wisconsin, 7:30 for that game. And then Thursday night football is Tampa Bay at Chicago for an 8 p.m. kick. Full schedule and details available at WGCLradio.com. And yeah, lots of stuff going on for sure. And again, as always, you can always go to our website, WGCLradio.com, and stream the show 24/7, or if you miss any part of your local broadcast, you can go there and check it out as well and get all of your updates. I am very excited to be on vacation for a few days. I've worked through COVID, and I know that we've all worked through COVID. And I am no more special than anybody else that's out there listening or anything, but I am grateful to be able to turn my alarm off for a couple days. I've found that sleep has been a little bit of a challenge, and so I'm hoping that I can get out of my cycle of waking up at 5-something in the morning, even though I really don't need to be up until almost 7. Yeah, that would be a nice thing for sure, so we'll see how that goes, everybody. Again, have a great weekend. Stay healthy. Be safe. And thank you again to Jeff and Shauna Hockett for coming in and sharing their story, and continued good health to Jeff, and just all kinds of happiness for both of them. Facebook.com/WGCL Radio. And as we mentioned, WGCLRadio.com. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Have a great one. Bye-bye.